And if you've bought any beef recently, you know that prices are high. That is in part because of the drought in the West, and it's in part because of increasing demand. Farmers in this country are trying to compensate by expanding their herds of cattle, and in many cases, that means more work for artificial insemination technicians. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Anna King reports from Southeast Washington's farm country.
The next time you pour fresh milk on your morning cereal, think of guys like Dean Hibbs.
Let's go find him. Watch that hot wire.
Lately, Hibbs has been on a breakneck drive to breed more cattle. Hibbs leads the way past a lineup of switching cowtails.
Here's their first cow right here.
He's looking for cows in heat.
Probably not going to put this on the radio, but...
Hibbs is threading a small cylinder with semen into the cow to impregnate her.
Piece of cake. Done deal.
Looks like you've done this a time or two, Dean.
Thousands and thousands and thousands. These are my girls. I made them.
Hibbs has been pulling long hours for weeks. The reasons for this extra business is close to home and... on the other side of the world. Here in the U.S., strong demand for cheese-smothered pizza and Greek yogurt is increasing demand for dairy. While thousands of miles away, China's growing middle class and its demand for dairy and beef is jacking up demand even further.
$26 for 100 weight of milk is incredibly high. We've never seen it, ever. No, the dairymen have never had this price, this milk price, you know. You know, and it's a great thing because they've lost money continuously for the last 10 years, you know, so they can build some equity.
But he adds, it's not all good. Another reason for the increased demand is the misfortune of his neighbors to the south. Drought in California and Texas mean farmers there are reducing their herds or going broke.
Yes, it's good for us, but unfortunately what's good for us has been bad for some other people, and that bothers me.
With all this milk and beef shortage, Hibbs says he's breeding whole new herds now.
Okay, so I coat her on 15 different traits.
Hibbs walks around a large concrete pen of dairy cattle looking for cows he will breed soon. He creates an online profile of sorts.
First trait is stature, how tall she is. She's a little short. I'm going to dock her for that. Dairy, thinness of bone.
Some cows score pretty high, like an 8 or a 9 out of 10. Others?
A 3 for sure. She's not dairy and she's not strong.
All of these numbers will be run through a computer full of pedigrees and stats. Then she'll be matched with a bull from Ohio. It's internet dating for cattle. The hope is the pair will throw the best possible female calf. That calf will be delivered by someone like Jose Jimenez. He's the herdsman of this dairy outside of Pasco, Washington. He leads me to a large shed. Pointing down at a still wet, shivering calf, he grins.
Yeah, little bull calf. Man in the pocket.
Right now, little bulls like this are like gold on four wobbly legs. This crossbred little guy is worth about $260, more than twice the price he would have brought last year. Still, farmers say the extra money is going to pay back loans, buy newer equipment, and stuff cash into savings. And they say they have to consider the uncertain future. For example, if China decides to quit American milk, that huge surplus might be dumped on the U.S. market. Dean Hibbs says many farmers are just a few bad years away from broke. To be in this business...
you gotta have some grit.
For Here and Now, I'm Anna King outside of Sunnyside, Washington.